Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the Spillover with Raf and AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, two very different feelings this morning from both Raf and AD. Raf, I've attended your Broncos should have won game, but lost game 16-14 at Arrowhead. And AD, the Steelers come back from behind with Russell Wilson 28-27. You can't stop Russ. He's back. He's back, baby.
Whoa.
Is he back, bro?
Whoa.
What are you saying whoa for?
I just say take it one game at a time. We don't know yet.
This is the old man.
I will say this. What I've seen so far, I'm impressed with. I'm pleasantly surprised. He is literally in three games. He's thrown more touchdowns than Pickett's has the whole season last year.
I'm impressed with Russ.
Whoa. Is that right?
That's accurate.
Hey, can I say something?
Please do.
Impressed with Russ. I'm impressed with Russ. Because all of the heat, I'm always impressed by guys who endure heat and keep coming. Because people were laughing at him in Denver. I mean, he was kind of becoming a national joke.
Well, he was a punchline in Denver because the organization structure is different in Pittsburgh.
Meaning?
It's better.
You're not bringing your own camera crew. You're not going to have your own office in the facility.
I got you.
It's just a different. Cool. And it's not a knock against Denver.
It kind of is, though.
Pittsburgh.
It really kind of is. That's fine. It's a deserved knock.
Pittsburgh is just a different organization, man. And it's not for everybody. And Denver's not for everybody. Russ, right now, I like what I'm seeing. He's cooking. I'll say it that way.
I'm impressed.
I am pleasantly surprised because I didn't see this coming.
I like dudes who make comebacks like that. Yeah. They just kind of let. Raf, what you say is a little left for dead in Denver?
What's that? Oh, he came into a bad place to begin with. I mean, Nathaniel Hackett isn't worth anything. I mean, let's be
honest.
Every
time I hear the name, I laugh.
That was a snort laugh.
I snorted. Yeah. It was intentional snorting. I mean, that guy is an absolute joke.
That's what happens when you continue to bring your friends in when they're not qualified. Look at Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's He got that guy a job, you know, Packers. Jets. I mean, that's nepotism at its finest, and the Jets are feeling it right now.
Yeah, Hackett's calling plays for the Jets.
Didn't he get
not anymore?
He's been fired.
He never got fired. He got demoted because
He's not calling plays.
Yeah.
Well, they got torched.
He's gonna be calling a realtor after yesterday.
They got beat 31-6 at Arizona yesterday. Yeah. They're 1-6 their last seven games. They were going nowhere fast, New York, and you hate to see it. Oh, you just hate to see the Jets continue to suck. AFC East. Hate to see that. Raf, I got a question for you, Raf. So I was at the game yesterday, the Chiefs-Broncos game. Yep. And as has been pointed out in the show, I left early with 3 minutes to go. I didn't see the block kick. So I might have been good luck for the Broncos because I was there when they were winning. And then, you know, they had a chance.
Oh, so this is your fault.
You can blame me.
Okay. Now I know. You left.
Anybody have a problem with me leaving a game?
Yes.
A team that I don't care about either of. AD.
Were you just trying to beat the traffic?
Yeah. We got back at 5:45.
How do you guys feel about this? He took some heat on our
show. I am a Dolphins fan at a Chiefs-Broncos game. I don't care about the result of the game. I'm here to enjoy football.
Raf?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's upsetting, Jake.
Well, What if it's the Dolphins game and you don't care about it? What if it was Chiefs-Dolphins? Would you have left early possibly for that?
It was still a good game when you left.
I would have left at halftime.
It was still a good game when you left, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was 16-14 when I left the game.
I was surprised you stayed that long, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
I was thinking about halftime.
I stayed until 3 minutes to go in the game.
If I was with AD, it'd probably be the first quarter. Got to go.
We might make the national anthem.
Maybe. And we're gone.
Steelers played. No. Broncos played. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Jake. What was the overall feelings in the stadium? I mean, I'm just the just
yeah,
the
that's
energy
what I
want to
know
there.
Too.
Well, this is a team in the Chiefs that's won now 15 straight games. They had 14 straight before. They've won 15 straight games, the longest streak in the NFL since the Packers in 2010, 2011.
Wow.
It's just an absolute run. And they haven't looked great during most of these games. The offense just is still not right. Their defense just gets it done. Special teams gets it done. And it is totally a team effort. If one unit's down, the other picks them up, and that helps them win. So it's a frustrating.
You mentioned the referees too, right?
I did not mention the ref.
Oh,
it's a frustrated fan base.
What are you saying, Raph?
I'm saying all their teams come together as one.
Hey,
the referees, the defense, the special teams.
I would say I think they're frustrated in the offense, but they're like, we can't complain. We've won 15 straight games, and we just keep finding ways. No apologies. 9-0 is 9-0, and that's what it should be. They're the enemy of the league because they keep winning, but beat them. Somebody beat them.
I think Raph is suggesting they might not be the enemy of the league.
The refs are?
I think.
The refs are helping the Chiefs.
The Chiefs and the referees are very. I think they're friends. I think they're,
which would suggest they're not the enemies of the league.
I'm saying like to the fans. Enemies of
the fans. Okay.
Of the NFL.
Okay. Yeah,
not to the refs themselves.
I got you.
But that's an impressive streak. Again, I'm not a Chiefs fan. There's a great fan base. There are awesome supporters there. I'm not a Chiefs. I wish I was a Chiefs fan, but I will never be a Chiefs fan. It'll never happen.
No.
The Chiefs are beginning to remind me of, as far as the outcry from the fans, the Patriots when they were dominating.
Is it? Okay.
They're kind of getting Patriot-esque in the heat they're catching from everybody else.
Oh, that's a good point.
It just seems like it, man. But like you said, Jake, 9-0 is 9-0, man. I mean, they just find ways. Put it this way. Even Detroit, I'm not putting them in the same category the Chiefs have yet. But they, as ugly as they played yesterday, I mean, five picks?
Goff threw five.
They went to Houston.
Usually you don't get the chance to throw five.
Exactly.
Listen, they went to Houston, who's the potential Super Bowl team in the AFC. They were down 16 points, 23-7 at halftime. And they held Houston scoreless in the second half. They win 26-23 by two clutch field goals by the kicker, Jake Bates. And they survived five interceptions on the road versus a good team. This wasn't the Browns they're playing. They're playing the Texans.
Five on the road.
It was unreal. And I'll add, the refs did miss one of the Houston Texans receivers getting absolutely mugged and did not call. I was like, wow. Mm. Not that it wasn't a deciding factor of the game by any stretch either. When someone gives you the ball five times and you don't beat them at home.
On. Oh, come on.
There was a good story in that game, too. John Metchie, the former Bama receiver, was diagnosed with leukemia in 2022. Had his first ever NFL touchdown catch in that game for
beautiful.
The Texans.
That is beautiful.
So overcoming adversity.
Gave me the chills. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
That is it for us. The Drive with Raph, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.